Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Election Commission has clarified that duplication in EPIC numbers does not imply duplicate or fake voters. The Commission said this in a statement following certain media reports flagging the issue of electors of two different states having identical EPIC numbers. The Commission clarified that while the EPIC numbers of some of the electors may be identical, the other details, including demographic details, assembly constituency and polling booth, are different for the electors with the same EPIC number. The Commission further stated that to allay any apprehensions, it has decided to ensure the allotment of unique EPIC numbers to registered electors. The ERONET 2.0 platform will be updated to aid and assist in this process. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has lauded Sonam Zomba's international debut victory at Matrix Fight Night 16 held in New Delhi. In a social media post today, Mr. Khandu praised Her Excellence's performance and remarkable victory. Following her victory, Zomba has expressed gratitude towards Chief Minister Pema Khandu, her coach, family and supporters. The MMA fighter, hailing from Jang village in Tawang district, had defeated Singapore's Shi Yen Tan at Delhi's City Fort Stadium yesterday. Deputy Chief Minister Chana Men in a social media post today informed that the Arunachal Pradesh Jai Mahotsav in Delhi has continued to captivate audiences on day two, celebrating our state's vibrant cultural heritage and unique Jai products. Main father informed the Aji Lamu dance of West Kameng and the snow lion dance of Tawang brought alive the rich traditions of our land. We are proud to showcase Arunachal's artistry, craftsmanship and agricultural excellence, now recognized with 20 GI tags, he added. The Arunachal GI Mahotsav 2025 is the state's first ever geographical indication Mahotsav. Rural Development and Panchayati Raj Secretary Dr. Sonal Swarup inspected various work sites in more than 20 GPCs in Basar and Thirbin circles during a two-day visit to Leparada district from 28 February to 1 March. During the visit, the secretary also convened a review meeting with all the officials of the RD and the PR departments at the DC's conference hall yesterday. While interacting with the beneficiary of the project, the secretary expressed satisfaction over proper utilization of government assistance and assured to initiate more such programs for the remaining eligible beneficiaries. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert over Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjou, Lohit, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has issued a warning of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. The National Science Day celebrations were held at the Bamboo Saw Library Tezu on Friday amidst much funfair. On the occasion, an exciting session of sci fun activities for school students were conducted by renowned science teacher, educator and solar energy expert Bappu Deshmukh from Pondicherry. In view of the long vacation for school students, the Bambusa Library has proposed to conduct monthly quizzes on a wide range of topics from next month to help students develop their reading enthusiasm and learning abilities. MLA Daporijo Tanya Soki inaugurated the opening ceremony of the second edition of the Tagin Premier Cricket Tournament at Daporijo yesterday. A total of 11 teams, including two teams from Kamle and Leparada district, are participating in the tournament. The event is being organized by Sidoni Cricket Foundation. Altogether, 231 players are participating in the tournament. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India scored 249 for 9 against New Zealand in their Group A match today. Earlier, New Zealand captain Mitchell Santner had won the toss and opted to bowl. The winner of the match will face Australia in the semi-finals, where the losing team will take on South Africa. India has witnessed a considerable decrease in poverty over the last decade, according to a new paper. The paper, published by economist Surjit Asbhalla and Karan Bhasin, analyzed data from recently released household expenditure data of 2022-23 and 2023-24. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.